Kempo Zhultrum Gyamso Rinpoche. It's August 4th, 1986 at Karma Teksum Choling, New York City. Rinpoche will be teaching on the emptiness of other approach, Shentong. So therefore within the Mahayana it is taught that the belief in an individual self is not the only origin of samsara or suffering.
Another cause of samsara, of cause for suffering, is the belief that external phenomena are truly existing. Phenomena that are other than one's mind, external to one's mind. Therefore, one needs to realize the selflessness of phenomena as well. So then, according to the Svatantrika approach, not only are both perceived and perceiver empty of true existence, self-cognition as asserted by the mind of the school is also empty of true existence. So in the Svatantrika approach, true existence is refuted. Having refuted that, non-true existence is established as
ontology.
Then, according to the Prasangikas, if there is no true existence, there can't be any true, non-true existence either. Both are empty of true existence. Ultimately, one has to reach a state beyond mental fabrications, according to the
Prasangikas.
Then, according to Gentong or any other approach, then a mere absence of mental fabrications is not sufficient as a basis out of which the various appearances of either samsara and nirvana can arise. So according to the Shinto tradition, therefore, according to the Shinto approach, the ultimate or the absolute truth is not a mere absence of mental fabrications, it's wisdom free from mental fabrications.
This
wisdom, according to the Uttaratantra Shastra, is then the true nature of mind, luminosity. So one ultimately must realize the true nature of mind, which is
luminosity.
Generally speaking, the true nature of mind is also said to be the inseparability of
luminosity.
But in the Uttaratantra Shastra, the luminous nature of mind is emphasized. All the five approaches described were taught by the Buddha himself. Therefore, whichever one may practice, it wouldn't be a mistaken practice, since all five were taught by the Buddha himself. So one can just choose one approach to which one or which one thinks is suitable to oneself, which one has interest in. But according to the entry of other approach, in relation to the ultimate view or ultimate realization, The ultimate is then as described by this tradition. So therefore one needs to develop realization as described in this tradition.
Then again, Tom was all the Yantava, Numa Yete, Numa Yepo, the Moon, the Road, the Wonder.
So
the
empty of other approach, the Shento approach, says that the other four views, a knowledge and practice of them must precede the practice of the Shento approach itself. If one, before studying and practicing the Shento approach, has studied and practiced the other approaches, that will facilitate the practice and realization of the Shento system. So if one is a person who feels attracted to the Shento system and the practice of meditation as described in this system, then in order to develop or attain realization of this system and be able to practice the meditation of this system well, one has to start out with individual selflessness, practicing individual
selflessness.
Since meditation on individual selflessness directly contradicts the belief in individual self. So when one practices these five approaches, in relation to each, when practicing it, one should then, as has been mentioned before, think in favor of it. When one, for example, practices the mind of the school, studies and does the practice of meditation according to this approach, then one should think of oneself as a true follower of this tradition. One should think in favor of that tradition. One should think that it is the ultimate. So in old days in India, it seems that each of these traditions were then practiced separately. Though the practice or meditation on individual selflessness was in common or was shared by all the different traditions. So in countries such as Ceylon, Burma, Thailand and so forth, the main practice of followers of the Buddhist tradition is meditation of individual selflessness. Since they do not accept the teachings of the Mahayana, they then are followers of the Travaka approach. Hence, that's why they mainly meditate on individual selflessness.
Through these meditations, how are we supposed to relate to karma? In his teaching on the Uttara Tantra Shastra, Rinpoche mentioned that the higher levels of bodhisattvas can meditate on the emptiness of karma. But we, at times in our teachings, have been warned by our teachers that we must never meditate on the emptiness of karma. So how, through these meditations, how do we relate to karma?
they become me, come to your eyes, So karma, the law of karma, and there being a succession of births and so forth, these teachings are of the relative truths. They are relative teachings describing or relating to the way in which existence appears or manifests. They are not related to the ultimate or actual.
ये कार्यों से कर ऐसा ना ले जो भी ते कुंजों से चीजें जुबान
so karma or the law of cause and effect is something relative or deceptive
है बस वही कर ऐसा ना ठुकर ले जो भी चीजें ठुकर ना
it's then related to what controls confused appearance
karma sana trupa maze ji pat ne ne yere trupa sen le ge yo
since for as long as one is confused there is karma or one experiences karma cause and effect having reached the point where the confused mind has been exhausted at that point karma no longer is experienced or
Pedamana mo maki patrupa kasa bhi gitsi 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 Mana mo shita mi gitsi 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 gitsi
So if one dreams that one is being burnt in a fire or carried up by a flood for as long as one doesn't recognize that one is dreaming one suffers, one is affected by the events one dreams of whereas if one recognizes that one is dreaming one is no longer affected by these events.
Did you think that the malaria is so good? Here, Tambo le, Napo sepai, Pardo carpo sepai, Tata le cana, Nicatalan, yes. Lady, yes, le carpo, Evatan, Napo, they were Nicatalan, yes.
So,
I forgot
to mention before, you just said that. The ultimate or absolute truth is then beyond teachings such as karma, there being a succession of births and so forth. In this context, Milarepa has said the following, in the early part of my life, I accumulated lack karma, meaning negative karma, whereafter I accumulated white or positive karma. Now, in the later part of my life, or at this point, I have passed beyond both negative and positive
karma. Yes.
So karma is then accumulated in dependence upon the belief in self, in dependence upon confusion. If the belief in self and confusion have been eliminated, At that point, there is no longer any basis for the accumulation of karma. There is no longer any basis for it. So therefore, at that point, one has passed beyond both positive and negative karma.
Din mânarete, somatehe, în doar ciute treaba, care le put până în iamblă.
So, what Milarepa said, have earlier been established by the great Indian scholar of Ramakrishna.
Karasana dānatei tam, sipa nina tene leya sarvani swami. Dānatei na sipa, sipa siti di kītya. Sipa, sipa. Dānatei tam, sipa nina nina, leya kova kīrmana. Karasana dānatei te, medo raoji te bada samu, medo bada samu le, sipa te kītya te, ちょっと覚えてね。だ。サウンドダンスね。だ。サウンドダンスね。セパってちょっと。だ。でね。サウンドダン。ちょっと見ろ。ちょっと見ろ。でね、目だけ見ろ。で、何言うかは、ダンスね。ダンスでセパしてるのかは。あ。あ。これね。
So Dharmakirti has said that the belief, in a self and creation, these two then cause samsaric existence. If there is no belief in self nor any craving, one will no longer take birth in samsara or cyclic existence. He has given the following example to illustrate that. For a flower to grow, first, or for a flower to come into being or existence, first there must be a seed and then water. The seed is like the belief in self, and the water is like craving. If there is no seed nor any water, there will be no flower. So in the same way, if there is no belief in the self nor any craving, there will be no rebirth in samsara or cyclic existence.
And that part is about dancing. Dani to vichira ponte dancing, dancing seva to tarka lambda.
So Dharmakirti has logically established that wisdom realizing selflessness is the path Dani to vichira ponte.
Dami to vichira de danze sepa te tatala.
So, according to Dharmakirti, wisdom realizing selflessness then remedies the belief in the self and is the path that leads to liberation.
Ti se na tene kanta dami di goran ki dani tambo goran tambo te yan tatala.
So, for the reasons mentioned, then by means of the first approach, by practicing the first approach, one is able to attain liberation, from samsara, since that first approach teaches the practice of
individual selflessness.
But in order to attain Buddhahood, then love and compassion, bodhicitta and so forth are necessary. The other practices described in the book, the other practices on, related to the meditation on emptiness.
Sentence Lola, in this Tanganga, on the Sentence Tower, Tiku Sanjini Kumadotta, Kutuja Bodhi Kumadotta, Kumadotta.
According to the mind only school, from its own point of view, then, if one realizes the ultimate as taught in this tradition, that in itself is sufficient with respect to attaining Buddhahood. So, with respect to the ultimate, according to this tradition, or its own point of view, one is able to attain Buddhahood by realizing the ultimate as explained by this tradition. Then we have relative practices such as developing love and compassion, arousing bodhicitta and so forth. These relative practices are the same with respect to all of the different approaches, since they are all of the Mahayana tradition. But then we have the other approaches, so according to each approach, one must, in order to take Buddhahood, realize the ultimate as taught by that specific approach.
I think it's somewhat related to the last question. Rinpoche has been talking about the unreality of dream, or the unreality of what has passed. He's also talked about moments, just moments in time. So everything we've listened to is now past. We can't say that it exists. When we meditate, sometimes we reach a point which is, there's only one direction, which isn't the direction we know it. Maybe what we call the fourth dimension. Would seem to be the only way to go. So this whole relativity of time puts everything in question. The whole of life, karma, what's past, what's ahead, only now, and from now the direction to go.
That is which is amiga de Samadhi Pare. If you want to say that they call it Samadhi Pare, then Namchi Kechi Yang de Samadhi Pare. Well, in Buddhism, one speaks of three aspects of time, past, present and future, and inconceivable time, which is also called timeless time. So the first three mentioned aspects are conceptual. The fourth is then the true nature of these conceptual aspects of time, and is what one may call true time. So in terms of the empty of other approach, the true nature of mind, or the Buddha nature, is then chikkhare. Is beyond time.
So
in terms of a yogi or yogini who has directly realize the truth of
your
then during the actual meditation, when resting in meditative equipoise, time doesn't exist. So in the post-meditation phase, naturally, thoughts of time arise, but at that point, time is experienced as illusion. So it's not experienced as real time. So not only is the true nature of mind the Buddha nature beyond time, it is also beyond afflictions, suffering, incontinence, and so forth. So, if one realizes the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature, it means that one passes beyond afflictions, suffering, and so forth.
Okay.